Hey everybody, welcome to BizTicks TV. This is the place to be for tips, tools, strategies, and everything you need to take the hassle out of your hustle and to build a profitable business that's fun to run. And today we are talking, this is where we do coffee, tea, thoughts, and conversations. And we got a guest in the house today. We got Dr. LaWanna Parker in the house today, and she's going to be, we're going to be having a fun conversation. And today's topic is about have some fun. We work hard. We are trying to figure things out for business. You know, there's so many facets of building your business and building your business skills, but you need to take some time and have some fun. So LaWanna and I are going to have this kind of conversation, and we invite you to join us, everyone watching live on the replay. Or watching us or listening in from Clubhouse, we invite you to join us and give us your insight on today's topic. Have some fun. Welcome, LaWanna.
Good morning and thank you. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah, you know, Terry is traveling the planet and getting a great break. And so she is moving about, having some fun, taking care of different things. And so it's good that she's out having some fun.
Yes, and I believe she's gone to my home state, the place of my birth. Texas.
Woohoo. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mark. Mark Ward is in the house over here on Facebook. And we got Ann Ellis over here on Clubhouse. And hey, Ann, how are you doing? I am pushing buttons over here. So I see Ann's comment. And yeah. Good morning, Ann. Let's see.
Good morning, Ann.
Right. I'm like I said, I'm pushing buttons over here because stuff is moving around. Okay. So we are talking about have some fun. And this conversation came about because we were just thinking about it. I was thinking about it, you know, like we do a lot. Going to school, and especially nowadays with technology and everything, you seem like you're forever in school learning something for your business. How to start a course, how to do a membership site, how to do a podcast, how to do
how to do Facebook Live and LinkedIn now have where you can do lives over there, and even Amazon has gotten into the game. So everybody is recognizing that videos, for one, is great, but do you know that podcasts are still number one? There are more people in the podcasts than on the videos.
And I can see that because you can take the podcast with you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can tune in. And now we're not talking about just business podcasts. I understand that people are having fun where they go in and listen to their favorite book or their favorite, I guess true crime podcasts are a big thing where you're tuning in to find out what happened this week on the thing. And it's almost like it reminds me of radio. What is that? The old time radio where you're sitting in front of the radio waiting on. OK, isn't that how the War of the Worlds happened where
Orson Welles scared
everybody, you know. You're sitting there and you're listening. It's like, oh my God, the aliens are taking over.
And they thought it was true. People really thought it was happening.
So our podcasts are modern day radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get news on a podcast. You can get comedy podcasts. You can have, like I said, true crime and that type of thing, mysteries and all kind of, you can find just about anything you want to listen to on a podcast.
This is true.
I think it's a way to have some fun. You need to take a break during the day. You can whip out the podcast. It's kind of like TV with no picture.
Yes, I'm going to tell you, I can remember listening to the Lone Ranger and Mystery Theater. And Amos and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish they would let us see those sitcoms that they had of Amos and Andy. I love that, but they won't show it because they think it makes us look silly. I didn't see where we looked any different from anyone else.
Okay, because, Buster Keaton and the rest of them are always looking silly, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I'm wondering if you can go find it on some classic somewhere. You know what I mean?
Probably with a little research, you probably could.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we got Mark Ward over here on Clubhouse. We had Ann in here popping in. And then Lakeisha, welcome. And whoever else is here, give us a little, tell us who you are over in the chat. So we're talking about have some fun. What do you do for fun? And when I was thinking about this today, I was thinking, we need to do something fun every day. I know we talk about it when you go on vacation or when you do things, but what are you going to do for fun today? And it doesn't mean that you're going to take a whole day to do it. Maybe it's, what is it? You take a break and go have some fun.
I heard your show last week. I don't remember what day it was when you were talking about blocking out some time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I need to do. I was thinking about it over the weekend. Every single day I have something going on and I need to take a break. Just block out some time and don't let anything interfere with that time.
Right. And I got Mark Ward here live. And Cecilia says, fun is my middle name. Yes, it is, Cecilia. And Mark Ward says, I still listen to CBS Radio Mystery Theater when I go to bed via YouTube or Siri. See, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. How are you going to do fun? And I like mysteries. I watched the mysteries like yesterday. I think I watched Death on the Nile by Agatha Christie. It was the new version.
Mm-hmm.
But that was fun for me. I was like, I just finished taking a client shopping. I'm going to, and I was in between church services. So I decided while the car is charging up, I'm going to go sit and I'm going to play this movie and watch, Death on the Nile. I was like, okay, I like murder mysteries and things of that nature. And I was like, okay, I did something fun. For me, it kind of does something for you when you do something for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say?
Yes.
This is a very important conversation. And I know that I've shared this with you in the past, but I think it bears repeating. With my clients, one of the longer term program type clients, one of the assignments that they're required to do is to list 50 things that they enjoy doing, 50 things that are fun. And it is by far the exercise for which I receive the most resistance of anything that I do, that you really have to push people. And that tells me and reminds me that we are so, in this country, so separated from the idea of what fun is. We, as we become more disciplined in our work, we sort of forget why we're doing it. I mean, my whole thing is, if you're not having fun, what is the point of everything else that you're doing? And the point of the, what I do with that assignment is, once they've listed those things, then their assignment is to do at least one of those things every day, with the goal being, you know, moving through perhaps things that you haven't done in a very long time. And these do not have to be like major, major, big things. You know, one of my clients, the story that I always share, it was petting dogs. She didn't have a dog, but she loved dogs. And she said that just having that on her radar and doing it changed her day, because it shifted her focus to remember the things that are feeding her soul. Because if we are not feeding ourselves, we are also limiting our ability to be creative, to be innovative, to produce, to be fully present. It's very important. So thank you for having this conversation.
Oh, you're thank you for joining in on the conversation. And that's what we were talking about. I know one of the other biz chicks, she liked playing violin, but hasn't been doing it in a while. I got to check in with her and see if she picked it up again. And I'm like, go for it. Even if you just sit in your house and play it for 20 or 30 minutes, because it's something that you'd like to do. Or perhaps you like listening to classical music and you haven't done it. I know one of my fun things I used to want to do was to sit down and open up Architectural Digest and just sit with a magazine and not have to be somewhere. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, daydreaming like, oh, that's a nice decor. And just looking at it and not trying to, oh, I got to hurry up and get through this because I have to be at another location. And like Mark said, what's the point if you're not going to enjoy the journey while we're on this journey? We're supposed to be enjoying life.
Absolutely. I believe we are put here to not only serve people, but to serve ourselves by having some fun.
Yes.
You know, having a good time. So I love helping people. And since COVID, I find that I do a lot of helping, but I'm not really taking the time out for myself. And so I need to start doing that, just blocking out some time in which I don't do anything. Just maybe pick up a book, because, you know, I love to read romance stories. My number one thing to do.
But it's your number one thing to do. And a lot of times we keep putting off the things that we want to do. Museums, you know what I mean? Just go to a museum. When's the last time you've done that, if that's something you like doing? Or like I like what Mark said about the young lady about petting the dog. You don't have to have a dog to pet one. You know what I mean? We come up with reasons and excuses why we can't have some fun.
Oh, yes. I used to call myself the queen of excuses, because I could come up with an excuse for why I didn't have time to do something like that. I'm not that bad anymore.
Right. And so what we're going to do then, I'm challenging all of us to find something fun to do today. Do you like to draw or doodle? Just, you know, get a piece of paper, break out with a pen or a crayon or something. I think coloring books are made a big comeback, because people just sat and colored, because it relaxes you.
It does. It does. And you're right, they have made a big comeback. I haven't seen as much of them here lately as I had. At one time, you couldn't do anything without coming across a different types of coloring book. But they do relax you. They put you at ease, because you're sitting there and it's like being a kid all over again. Mm-hmm. Coloring and trying to make sure you stay in the lines, because some of them are kind of fine. But it's just a neat thing to do. That will go hand in hand with journaling. I'm still into journaling.
Right. And see, journaling is also something, you know, like you just want to get your mind onto the paper and just begin to just write. Mm-hmm. And journaling can turn into books, but mm-hmm. it begins with just writing. And sometimes that's fun for people, just getting it all out on paper. Mm-hmm. Mark says, I'm busy, most common. The question is, what are you busy about and to what end? A lot of people talk about they're busy, mm-hmm. really busy. And why am I busy? Am I busy about something? That's a
good question. You know, when you stop and think about it, there have been days when at the end of the day, I knew I was doing things, but at the end of the day, I look back and I go, what exactly did I do? And I think I was busy being busy, mm-hmm. not really something that was substantial, something that was going to take me someplace to another level in my business, or just on a journey or something, just whatever happened to pop up. Okay, take care of this. Okay, take care of this without thinking about, do I really need to do this? Or is this something I could set aside while I work on something else that's more important?
Right.
So many people in the United States equate success with exhaustion. It's like you don't, there's a lot of people, this is prevalent, let me tell you, and I'm sure that you've run across these people if you haven't experienced it yourself, who have a lack, they do not feel fulfilled or satisfied if they are not exhausted. Mm-hmm. Which, what is that all about? So we have a lot of people that are hamsters on wheels that are moving frenetically, but they're not necessarily producing anything that's defined and or favorable. They're just, you know, it's like they're just moving to move, but for what?
Mm-hmm. I think because we've always been told, yeah, to work hard.
Because if you got time to lean, you got time to clean. Was the thing. You couldn't daydream. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You couldn't daydream, and you need to daydream. Mm-hmm. And people thought if you were just sitting out in the grass, you're being lazy. But maybe I'm not being lazy. Maybe I'm being productive because I'm sitting and I'm taking in the beauty around me, or I'm just chilling. When's the last time you sat on the grass with your back against a tree and did nothing?
Oh my gosh. It's been years, and I can remember how it felt to just sit there and not have to worry about anything. Well, in my case, I always had a book in my hand because I don't go any place that I'm not reading. But it was so enjoyable. You're right. And to look up at the sky. You remember when you lay down on the ground and you look up at the sky and the clouds, and you would see all of these things up there, animals, people. It was funny to see how the clouds took on shapes that you could recognize.
Right. And there was so much peace. You didn't, and nobody had to tell you to take a deep breath and breathe, and because you were already at peace. Shanu, mm-hmm. did you want to weigh in?
You are talking just right up my alley. You know, I am a firm believer of just sitting still for a moment. And for me, like early in the morning, when the earth is really quiet because people are asleep, that is my best time. That is my best time to get up and just sit with the quietness, sit with the silence. Because the silence, what we fail to realize because we live in such a noisy world, the silence is very loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's very loud. And you will be surprised at the downloads that you will get just from being still, just sitting and being still. And I remember when the coloring book, adult coloring books had come out, and I know I bought up like a whole slew of them, and I still have them. And that was my quiet time. I would take my little coloring book and I would go sit outside on the patio, and I would just color in my little coloring book, something that I hadn't done in years. So it's important. It really is important to reset yourself in that manner. And I land on that.
I like what you said. Reset yourself. And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was thinking the same thing, that reset yourself. Absolutely. Love that.
And you get to reset, you get to color. And, you know, the Bible talks about coming like little children, right? Okay. Kids, what do? They play. They have recess. They enjoy their little games. We gonna play hopscotch. When's the last time you played hopscotch? Come on.
When's the last time you made your own toys? We were kids. We didn't have the funds to go out and buy stuff, but we could sure make our own toys and had just as much fun with those toys as anyone who went and bought store-bought toys. But you try that with kids today and they'll look at you like you're crazy.
But we used imagination.
Yes.
You took boxes and made cars and did, you know, had your grocery store and supermarket and did kind of, you used your imagination and you weren't chastised for it until you started getting older. Hey, Coach Karen. And they would tell you, okay, you just need to stop daydreaming. You get back to work or stop, you know, no, don't go back to work. Do some daydreaming. Take some time to relax and enjoy. And now, you know, when people say, you know, going to take a me day, some time for me, I don't think getting a pedicure and a manicure is quite a me time. I'm talking about me time where I'm not saying that if that's your thing to get pampered, that's cool. But I'm talking about doing something that you haven't done in a while that really that you enjoy. Go to a concert or I like Shakespeare in the Park here in Sacramento. They do like Shakespeare. Well, they haven't been doing it in a while, but they do Shakespeare in the Park. And so I like doing that. And you go and sit and, you know, they're not a Tony Award winning actors and stuff. But hey, it is still Shakespeare in the Park. And it was fun. Cecilia says, I made mud cakes and decorated it with leaves and little pebbles and flowers. See? Playing with the dirt and just having some fun. So, Coach Karen, what did you do for fun?
Hi, Karen.
And if you're here and you put it in the chat, what was your thing that you did for fun as a kid? Did you ride your bike? Just get on the bike and just ride somewhere with the wind blowing in your hair and, you know, just out. Maybe it's your skateboard or skates. I remember I wanted some skates, some shoe skates. You know what I mean? Not the key skates, not the one where you put your foot in there and you tighten the skate up around your shoe.
Those were the kinds we had. And you know what? The boys used to take them when they got old and they broke apart and they would make these scooters with them.
Right. Take the wheels off and hammer them onto a board, and now I'm going to roll it on the scooter or a skateboard or something. So we're encouraging you to do something fun every day. Mark, if you want to tell us your little recipe again about writing down 50 things that you like to do for fun, come on now. That's going to have you sit down in the first place. You will have to sit down to write out.
Yeah, I was trying to think if I know 50 things that I'd like to do. But that would be a challenge. You could throw that challenge out to everybody.
Yeah. So we're throwing the challenge out. Go ahead, Mark.
But the fact that it's so difficult, which is why so many people are resistant to doing it, is very telling. I mean, if you have reached an adult stage of life and cannot list 50 things that you enjoy doing, something is out of balance. You are headed to a troubled spot. And so it's really sort of re-anchoring, because there is a time when the whole reason for working and getting a job was there was an end result, right? It's to create a life. And sometimes, as I always say, along the way, we confuse end means with end.
Yep. You know,
the thing that we were doing to create something becomes the thing, which is not, which is why so many people are miserable. They're not conscious of it, but that's the underlying reason, is that they're continuing to go forward to no intended end. They're just doing it because it's become habitual, because it's what we do, because it's what we have to do.
Mark, that you hit the nail right there. I was listening to a lady on YouTube for Fun and Profit. I can't remember her first name, but she talked about how she's all about her budget and making sure her budget is matching and everything. And she said something very profound. She said, "What is the purpose of making all this money if you're not going to do anything with it that you need to do?" So she took part of her budget, and a friend of her grandmother's friend, he refused dialysis or something because that was his choice. And he had went home to South Carolina, and she's up in the Maryland area. She said, "We just took we rented a cars and so that we could have hotel and what have you, spent the money to go visit this gentleman, because you need to spend the money on things that will make other people happy or make you happy, not just saving up the money. Ooh, I got it. So yes, you want to reinvest it, but invest it in something that's going to bring joy to you or someone else." And I think that's what you were saying, Mark, that we do all of this work and we work and some more, but we're not enjoying the stuff that we work for. And what happens if you don't make it to that end where you think you're supposed to? Okay, when I get successful, then I'm going to enjoy my success and sit on a beach. Well, why don't you go sit on the beach now and enjoy the waves and the water, right? And take that in now. And it doesn't mean you blow your entire savings to do it, but at least take something, some part of what you're doing, and enjoy your life with it.
Well, it's really, why are you doing what you're doing? I mean, this is a question, you know, it seems like such a simple question, but when I used to do workshops, that's a question that I would always ask, and it looked like I was saying, "Please define the theory of relativity." When you saw the people, when you saw the look on people's faces, because it's not something that we think about. There was a time when we had an answer, but when you get deep into your adulthood and you've been on the grind, so to speak, those answers change because your life changes. You've changed. The world's changed. The people that you work for have changed. You've got to revisit that question. Otherwise, you are out of alignment. Why are you doing what you are doing? If you don't know, you should know, or maybe you should stop doing it.
Right. I have a couple of comments from the chat. Coach Karen says, "As a kid, we played a lot of games. Most things were handmade, skipping and jacks." I can remember jacks. I used to enjoy playing jacks, you know, with the ball and you throw it up and snatch it. Okay, come on. I enjoyed playing that. Don't know. I probably can go find some jacks over at the little
Oh, yeah, you can. And jacks was fun. It was a lot of fun. Hopscotch was a lot of fun.
Yes.
You know,
Chinese jump rope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to, and it kept you active.
Kept us in good condition.
Right.
And I'd like to think that that's part of why I haven't succumbed to a lot of things that are around, because we were active. We were really active in those days. And we had to walk everywhere. Not everybody had a car. And we were one of those that didn't have a car. So we walked everywhere. We walked to town. We walked to school, to the library. I don't care where when it was grocery shopping time, I used to hate it because it was 2 miles to get to that shopping mart. And we'd buy the groceries, bring the grocery home in the shopping cart, and then have to turn around and take that shopping cart back. doing a double trip.
It should have been a plan where they said, okay, just bring it back on your next shopping trip. But I guess they wouldn't have any.
They wouldn't have had enough to do that.
Coach Karen says, this is why I have creativity in, she has creativity in her office. Mm-hmm. And Coach Karen says, she so agrees with you. She has probably more than 50 people have called her scatterbrain because of it. But I enjoy myself while they talk.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And then Cecilia says, right, you never know when it's your last day. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is enjoy your life and enjoy the thing that you're doing was supposed to, like Mark said, bring you to an expected end. And that end was to help you get the things that we started to do in business was to help us do something else, not just start a business just to be doing business. But why did you want to start that business? Mm. Yes, to help other people. But at the end of it all, what was it that you wanted at the end? What was your result?
Yeah. Could be a new television. Or maybe want to get a better car.
Right.
You know? Sometimes I think people are afraid to say what they personally want. So they always come up, well, I want to help people. I like helping people. I do that a lot. I even right now, I got a nephew living with me because he's down on hard times. And rather than having him in the street, he's at my house. So I'm always helping somebody. But when I'm out there trying to do business, it's because I want a few extra dollars so I can go and do something that I enjoy doing.
Right. And so I like that idea too. And it's okay. Be okay with, I just want to earn some money so I can buy chocolate, or I wanted to earn money so I can go to the beach. Mm-hmm. I think I'm back now, Mark. Am I back? Okay, wait, I need to. Okay, I think I'm back. I'm looking at different things. Am I back now, Mark? I think so. But what do I want at the end of it all? Why did I start this business? To help people? Because see, a lot of people like, I just want to make a lot of money. But why do you want a lot of money? What are you going to use a lot of money for?
And making a lot of money is not a good goal, because you'll never know when you made that lot of money. So it should be, I need to make $5,000. So you have something to aim for. And when you get there, you know you've done it. And you can continue beyond that, but you need to know what you're working for. And sometimes people get discouraged because they give that general answer. And then they're not satisfied with how things are going. They don't get there because they don't know what they should be doing to get there.
Right. And I think a lot of times people, they don't, what did you say? They don't want to admit the real reason.
Sometimes because you hear people saying all the time, well, I just want to help people. I just want to do this for people. So when it comes down to your turn and you're thinking, well, that's not why I got into business. Sure, I want to help people, but I want to help me too, because I got something that I want to do and I need some money to do it. And we tend to be afraid to say that. I know I was for a long time afraid to admit, yes, I need to make some money for me, not just help everybody else, because how can I help somebody else if I don't have anything to help them with?
And that is the thing right there. We are telling ourselves a lie, or we're not being true when you say, I just want to help the world. Like Miss America? Mm-hmm. I just want world peace. Okay. Yes, we all want world peace, but what do you really, really want?
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do for that world peace? I began with smiling at people and speaking. That's my step into helping world peace.
Right. So just being honest with ourselves as to why we wanted to start our businesses. And if we start there, maybe the journey for our business gets a little easier because, I want to make $5,000 this month and I'm good. Or whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. I like that. Coach Karen, welcome.
Yeah, I agree. That's one thing I like to tell people. I started my business because I needed to make money, period. Mm-hmm. That's why I started my business. Mm-hmm. And if you know this, then you're going in with the idea that you're going to make money in your business and you're going to work towards your revenue and eventually profits. If that's not the case, I don't know why you're in business, but that's why I got into business. And then, of course, while I'm making money, I'm also helping people. But mm-hmm. I got into business to make money. And during the course of that, I get to help people.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you're not honest with that, it's going to be difficult for you to make money because you're going to be in conflict with yourself. Mm-hmm. Because somewhere on a subconscious level, you don't think it's okay for you to make money. It's okay for you to help people, but it's not okay for you to make money. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, some people think you can't do both. Mm-hmm. But you can.
You can. And it's almost a requirement if you stop and think about it. Because you can't do anything for anyone else or yourself if you're not actually out there trying to make some money. So
I'd like to put it this way. You can't be a good Samaritan if you don't have no goods.
I like that.
Very good.
I like that.
So the whole thing for today's conversation is go out and have some fun. Mark's, I still think we are not getting away from Mark's challenge. Write down 50 things that you like to do for fun. I dare you. People call it a challenge. I dare you to write down 50 things that you
haven't been dared in years. But you know what? I'm going to accept that. I'm going to see if I can't come up with 50 things that I like to do.
There's three parts to that challenge. First is listing the 50 things. Then list the last time that you did it, the last time that you remember doing it. And then the goal is to do at least one of those things every day going forward, with the goal being hopefully moving to things you haven't done in quite a while.
So list 50 things. Note the last time you did it. I'm writing this down. And what was the third thing? Oh, do one a day. Do at least one a day. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Mark?
That's correct. 50 things that you enjoy doing.
Oh, wait, not just 50 things. Okay, because there's a difference.
Right, and they can be, very simple things. It doesn't have to be skydiving. You know, they can be very simple things. There's a lot of things that we may have enjoyed that, we haven't done for 20 years.
Yeah. I used to save up my lunch money so I could ride the horse on the weekend. A guy used to come around the projects on the weekend with a couple of ponies. And So I would save my lunch money because I wanted to ride on those horses. That's something I've forgotten all about, but for some reason it just popped into my head.
So that goes on your list.
Yes.
Coach Karen?
Yeah, I was about to say, I like cooking, I like baking. I consistently do the things I love. I love sewing, I paint, I love puzzles. I like putting around. I'm doing gardening now, so I get to enjoy that. That's just like a time I sit there and prune and dig up the dirt and get my hand in there. And there's just all these other things that just makes life, worth living. Because if you're not enjoying, then why are you in business or why are you going to work? At least that's how I've always just seen my life. I like the balance of them. I don't know if it's necessarily balance, but I do love to enjoy myself. And when I'm not enjoying myself, I get really miserable. So it kind of have to happen.
And this is, there's a hint right there. Maybe that's why there's so much misery in the world, because people are not doing things that they enjoy doing. Because they feel that they cannot do that anymore. Now that I'm an adult, I can't have fun anymore. But that is not the case. We are here to tell you today that you can have some fun. And we dare you and we challenge you to list 50 things that you enjoy doing. Take note of the last time that you did them, and then do at least one each day.
It's a great challenge.
And I'm going to work on my challenge as soon as I'm off the air here. We're going to work on that. So, Mark, thank you for prodding us and helping us to think a little different today. You took this conversation to a higher level, and not just talk about it, but be about it. So we talked about having some fun. Now we're going to be about having some fun. Any final comments from anyone?
Sweet. I like it.
I do too. Well, this is another great conversation. LaWanna Parker, thank you so much for sitting in with me today.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to our next time together. Tomorrow, TJ will be with us, Terry Johnson Online. She's going to be talking to us about digital marketing and social media. And Coach Karen is going to talk to you all about making your money, bringing some profits in daily. She's with us every Wednesday at 8 a.m. All of our programs are at 8 a.m. Thursday. We have Robin Shimizu with Happy Healthy Habits. And this is part of your wealth, is maintaining your health. So that's why we talk about Happy Healthy Habits on Thursdays. And then Friday, we'll be back here again talking tech in English. So helping you understand the tech that you use and, you know, keeping you up to date with what's going on in social media and technology. So thank you again for joining us. We'll be back again next Monday. Be sure to, like Terry says, it's okay for you to be successful and to go to the front of your own line. We will be back next week. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. I've enjoyed the show.